China, you deal with it, or I will. That, in essence, is a comment made by Donald Trump about North Korea. He says China better get on board to solve the nuclear threat from North Korea, or else he will. North Korea's nuclear ambitions have been a growing concern to the United States. The country has tested missiles 3 times since Trump took office. Isaac Stonefish is a journalist and a senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China Relations. So what do you make of the president's comments, Isaac?
It does seem like, in his Trumpian way, he is trying to warn China's leader, Xi Jinping, that they think a military option or the threat of a military option is the way to get China to cooperate.
I mean, it kind of feels like the Affordable Care Act or pulling out of the climate treaty. I mean, even if the U.S. decides to go it alone, can they?
It depends what the United States wants with North Korea and what they're willing to spend. I think if the United States decides that they want regime change in North Korea and that Washington is comfortable with risking heavy casualties in South Korea and Japan, then yes, the United States can go in and rain missiles down on North Korea and probably force the end of the regime. Is that a good strategy? No, that would almost certainly be devastating. But they do have the ability to do so.
So Trump's comments come ahead of a visit to the U.S. by Xi Jinping. Do you think talking big on North Korea before his arrival will backfire?
I think it'll probably backfire. I think Trump thinks that it's a strategy. I think he's thinking that he's sending a message to Xi that the United States is, and Trump himself, is this big, tough, difficult to move negotiator, and that Xi needs to yield when the two men sit down and talk together. But she's going to be showing up for this summit almost certainly far better prepared than Trump is. And I don't think these statements that he made are going to have the desired effect. Rather, what I think is going to happen is that during the summit, Trump's going to be able to announce a quote-unquote victory on trade, and China's going to get a lot of what it wants from Trump at a pretty low cost.
And just to be clear, what is the relationship between China and North Korea today? Are we giving China too much credit for its ability to sway North Korea and getting it to back off with nukes?
I think on the one hand, there's a lot of hatred between the Chinese and the North Koreans. The two sides used to love to proclaim that they were as close as lips and teeth, but that's a bygone era. On the other hand, if Beijing really wants to push North Korea to act, it does have a lot of levers to do so. It can start preventing North Koreans from transiting through Beijing. It can prevent members of the North Korean elite from shopping in Beijing, from using Beijing as a transit point to go on vacation in Europe. So they do have a lot of options. They're just not attractive options to China because they don't want North Korea to be their enemy.
As close as lips and teeth. Is that a Chinese expression?
I don't know if it came first from China or North Korea, but it was one of those cliches back in the 70s and 80s that the two sides would love to say at joint photo ops at these big banquets. And then North Korea went one direction, China went the other.
Wow. Isaac Stonefish is a journalist and a senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China Relations. Isaac, thanks as always.
Thanks, Marco.